You know, it may sound absurd, but here is a serious job title: pet chaplain. Like a regular chaplain, a pet chaplain provides counseling when a loved one is sick or dying. Maybe those goldfish will need one soon. And now one of the nation's top veterinary schools is seriously considering including funding pet chaplains in its hospital. Laura Leslie of North Carolina Public Radio in Chapel Hill reports.
Beverly Meekum is barely holding back her tears. Rugby, her family's 10-year-old Sharpay, is having problems breathing. The hospital vets are trying to figure out what's wrong. Meekum, her husband, and their two adult children are in the waiting room. They're watching the swinging doors, waiting for news and praying. That's where Rob Gierka comes in.
Heavenly Father, we just ask you to be with the surgeons and the doctors and the staff today when they look at Rugby. Her family's here waiting for her in the waiting room.
Rob Gierka is, as far as anyone knows, the nation's only pet chaplain. He's a slight, graceful man with curly salt and pepper hair and a soft voice. His day job is in the IT department at North Carolina State University. But after work, most nights, he gets on his scooter and heads over to the veterinary hospital.
And I just say, I'm doing my rounds. I just want to say hello. I introduce myself. And then I try to find out, you know, who they're waiting for, their pet's name. And then if they want to talk, usually that's pretty apparent.
For years, Gierka provided pastoral care as a chaplain at a local hospital and within his own Baptist congregation. But he decided to move his ministry to the vet hospital after his mother passed away.
My mother was the kind of person who couldn't turn away a stray. And so having been raised in that environment, it just seemed natural to me to want to be here.
The hospital where Gierka serves is part of the veterinary school at NC State. It's a referral hospital, the kind of place where regular vets send animals when they can't figure out what's wrong or when there's nothing more they can do. Dr. Mike Davidson is the hospital director.
We do see very sick animals here, sometimes in the last stages of their life.
Davidson says several of the country's top vet schools, including NC State, have professional counselors on staff to help clients in crisis. But Gierka provides a kind of emotional support that's more accessible to some people, even if they aren't religious.
You have to honor where a person is, and you have to get a sense for where that is. So it takes really good listening. And that's where, you know, the techniques of pastoral care come in.
Sometimes, Gierka says, just listening is enough. Back in the waiting room, Beverly Meekum just got good news. Rugby the Sharpay is out of danger for now. With a big smile, Meekum turns to say thank you to Gierka for the prayer. She says it made a difficult situation a little better for her whole family.
These pets, they're like our kids. And, you know, you're just sitting here waiting to hear good news or bad news. And so it's really nice to have somebody come and talk to you.
All too often, the news isn't so good, Gierka says, and that's when people want to talk about religion, especially when they're trying to decide whether to euthanize a sick pet. They want to know if it's okay, and they want to ask him if their dog or cat will go to heaven. That's the most common question he gets, and Gierka admits it's a tough one, but he wouldn't be doing this if he didn't have an answer.
I mean, I like to say that God honors love and God honors relationship. And God honors those things eternally. Whether you believe in God or whether you believe in heaven or a creator or a higher power or however that manifests itself to you, the love you have for your pet is eternal. You're not going to forget that pet. And in my theological view, the pet's not going to forget you.
For now, Gierka's work for the hospital is all volunteer, including being on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's working with the vet school to find grant money to make it an actual program. It's not an easy sell in the scientific community, but Gierka's committed to an idea he believes could change the world, one pet at a time. For NPR News, I'm Laura Leslie in Raleigh, North Carolina.